So here's a big question for you. Is ignorance bliss or is it something else? I sort of suspect it's something else. So I've got a very interesting book to talk about today, and I've been a bit back and forth trying to decide, is this the book I'm going to talk about? Because this book is a very interesting book and there's a lot of reveal in it. Obviously, the book I'm talking about is called The Real Anthony Fauci. So before we dive in, welcome to Life Masterclass. Thank you very much for joining me for this podcast where we're all about trying to raise our level of everything by using practical tips, tools and strategies. And one of those is knowledge. I'm a big fan of knowledge plus experience equals potential wisdom. Potential wisdom added with consciousness leads to real wisdom where we can make real world choices that are beneficial for us and take us in that upwards direction. Now, I'm coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and beautiful Bali is pretty rainy at the moment, so you might hear some pitter-patters of rain in the background. But I thought I'd just go ahead with this and have that as our backdrop. So this is an interesting book. I was trying to decide whether to talk on this book or not talk on this book. The very interesting thing for me, and I'm going to talk about the author of the book and sort of get a little bit of a context there. So the author of the book, Robert Kennedy Jr., his father used to be the Attorney General of the USA, assassinated. His grandfather, JFK, President of USA, assassinated. So he comes from a very well-known family, the Kennedy family. And here's the thing with him. You know, 10 years ago, he was the darling of the environmentalist, darling of liberalist, darling of talk shows, like, because he was doing this stuff. He's an environmentalist lawyer litigator, and he was doing a lot of work around, you know, challenging industry that were dumping waste into the river system, so adding mercury into the water and that sort of stuff. So, you know, very well regarded as a person who cared deeply about people, cared deeply about the environment, and was very well received. And where did that all go in a different direction? And why does him writing a book have such controversy to it? It was one of the high-selling books last year in 2021, but didn't get any mainstream media coverage. Obviously, talking about, like I said, a sensitive subject, this gentleman by the name of Anthony Fauci and things around it. The thing with his work is Robert Kennedy Jr. would be putting litigation and cases into, you know, the highest courts in America against agencies, government agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency, challenging them to be a better watchdog for managing industry and making sure industry don't pollute waterways and all that sort of stuff. So that's what he's been doing. Where did sort of he get into this space of having a lot of controversy thrown in his direction? It was when he started challenging about what's in vaccines. And that was the bit that started, like, people stepping back. He sort of stepped over the line. He stepped into talking about that industry, which is pretty fascinating. So for me, I'll talk a little bit about the book, but I'm going to give a little bit more context around it. For the last 20 years, I've been reading voraciously, and I'm most interested in physical and mental health. I'm interested in the origins of disease. I'm interested in the origins of different scientific fields, whether even it's the field of virology. I'm interested to understand with natural healing and this allopathic medicine, what's the relationship? How have they evolved? I'm interested to understand different natural healing methods. And I'm interested to understand, again, you know, what is within these different industries. I'm interested in what agencies are governing, you know, what gets put into pills. I personally think, you know, we're over-prescribed and we're over-medicated and we're steered away from natural healing modalities, and those are a bit poo-pooed, whereas they used to be the thing that had prominence, certainly in the sort of early 1900s and through parts of the 1900s, before, you know, there was all this money, power, corruption, all that sort of stuff. Now, his book has got about 2,000 plus footnotes, reference points. There's like hundreds of doctors and scientists and researchers that have been involved in putting this book together. It's a challenging book to read in that, you know, some of the ethics that is exposed, some of the corruption that's exposed, some of the nefariousness that is exposed through this. And it really does read like a dossier given within a court setting to say, here's the evidence we have on what's been going on between behind closed doors and behind revolving doors, and, you know, the crazy relationship between the regulating agencies and the industry they're meant to be regulating, and those industries that are regulating are paying significant amounts of money into the regulating agencies. So that's a little bit weird. Then you've got this revolving door things where people from industry go into government, people from government come in. Like, it's a mess. One of the things I found most fascinating about this, because Tony Fauci has been around for a number of decades, is going back, and, you know, I became sexually active in the late 80s and that sort of stuff, and that was around the time of this AIDS, HIV thing. So I've been interested over the last bunch of decades to understand a little bit more about this, particularly when you get into, you know, a deeper understanding of it, and you have, you know, intelligent scientists and medical professionals asking questions like, explain to me why someone can get diagnosed or get tested positive for HIV but have no AIDS symptoms at all. And how can someone with AIDS symptoms test negative for HIV? So this relationship, this dogma of HIV equals AIDS is not the whole story. And again, in this book, starts looking at some of the history of that and starts looking at some of the relationship at that point between industry, you know, trying to bring in, pharmaceuticals for treating this thing, frontline doctors not being able to put forward their case of, you know, this is what we've got, off-the-shelf, off-label treatments that we've been using, that we've got results. And again, like, seeing this politicising, seeing this crazy setting that didn't allow, like, the doctors who were treating AIDS patients and who were trying different treatment options before, you know, any formal thing came out of pharmaceutical, and sort of saying, this is the results we're getting, this is what we're treating here, this is what, you know, we're concerned that, you know, these people are heavy users, you know, the groups that are showing up with these symptoms are heavy users of these poppers and that sort of thing, which definitely have a direct link to autoimmune issues. So again, there's so much stuff there. So this book does go into a lot of that stuff, a lot of that history over the last few decades. And obviously you've got that little fella called Anthony Fauci with his grubby little fingers in it. Now, I don't know what personal view you have about Anthony Fauci. For me, it was like, when I listen to this guy, it reminds me of people that have written me off in the past. In business, like, just used car salesmen, you know, like, spinning some story, and like, just my spider senses just goes, oh, I don't think I'm being told the whole story here. I think I'm being conned. And, you know, and particularly if someone's got this condescending thing about them, like, that definitely triggers me. I'm like, no, come on, where's the humility here? And that sort of stuff. So again, like, I strongly encourage people to have a read of this book. I'm a big fan of, I want knowledge. I want to understand what differing points of view are. And I want to read from credible authors. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr. has written 10 books. He's got 2 New York Times bestsellers and that sort of stuff. He's a litigating, lawyer, trial lawyer. So he understands, like, how to gather, collate, put together evidence. So again, the book has got a whole bunch of evidence in it supporting the concepts he's talking about. Again, you can do your own research around it to see whether there's validation in it. For me, and I started off this podcast by saying, is ignorance bliss? And I don't believe that to be so. And that's why I'm, you know, encouraging people to read this book, even though maybe people will throw some rocks at me for suggesting that this is a worthy read and a worthy thing for me to review. I'm okay, like, reading books that have different theories, different concepts. What I want to do is I want to have a broad perspective of differing views, and then I want to discern from that what seems to be the most likely cause of this thing, and the most likely thing that's led to this, the most likely thing that's disrupting what I truly believe is a broken medical system at the moment. I want to understand what's going on there, because I want to figure out, you know, how we can raise our level of vitality. How can we raise our health? How can we reduce, you know, whatever symptomology we're experiencing? How can we be fortified and strong when some, you know, virus or some pollution or some toxins or whatever it comes around? So I'm interested to learn all this stuff. So again, to understand what's happening behind the curtain, what's happening in relationship with government, with industry, with regulating bodies, and with people that are outside these super rich, the likes of, what's his name? I'm just reading his name because I forgot it for a while there. People like Bill Gates. So it's called The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. So even looking at the public health side of things, looking at that technocracy type of thing, bureaucracy type of thing, and policy makers and who's making policies and what's the influence for those policy makers. So again, I really think it's a book worth checking out. Don't necessarily believe whatever mud is thrown in the direction of Robert Kennedy Jr. as far as his ability to put good evidence together, to have good reference points to it, so you can like check those. Yep, that seems right. So the book seems very credible to me. So again, read the book and then make your own point of view and recognize and realize and understand and know without a shadow of a doubt that ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is not bliss. It's bliss for a little while until it swings back around and bites you on the butt. And that's likely to happen if we go through life, you know, steering away from uncomfortable stuff or uncomfortable hypotheses and theories and stories and all that sort of stuff. So do check it out. Zip it. That's the last I'm going to speak on it. If you want to reach out to me for any other reasons, any other help, support, don't hesitate to reach out. And thank you so much for joining me for this. Thank you for listening through this. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic day. If this is of interest to you, you know, do share it. If you read this book and find it interesting, do share it with other people. So I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best, and take care.